The voice of one crying the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. The voice of one crying the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. The voice of one crying. Sing a new song unto you, Lord.
Yeah. everything we say, everything we pray. Father, please be down in here. Father, draw on us near. Drive away every single fear. Give us what to say, Father, Lord, we pray. Come today and have your way. Father, hear as we pray. God, about another song. Help us, Lord, to stay. Keep the enemy at bay. Father, take away every single thing we fear today. Father, Lord, God, you need. Father, guide us, we pray. Give us what to say. Help us as we pray. Father, God, come today, we pray. Come, Lord, have your way. This is what we pray. Father, as we draw near, Lord God, to you, Father, drive away the fears within. Hold us by your hand. Open eyes to see the promised land. Cause you are so good. Oh, you are so good. Lord, to live everything, Lord, receive from you. Father God, come through. Tell us what to do. Cause you are so good. Father, Lord, you are so good. Lord God, you are so good. Lord, you are so good. Father God, hear us as we draw. Father, Lord God, near.
Lord, come.
Drive away every fear. Help us, Lord, to bear. Father, all we hear. Father God, come today to say, Father, have your way. Father, have your say.
Cause
you are so good.
You are so good.
Cause you are so good.
You are so good.
Cause you are so good.
You are so good.
Lord God, you are good.
You are so good.
You were very kind.
You are very kind.
You were very kind.
Very kind.
You are very kind.
So very kind.
right now. He's healing your mind. Say, He'll heal my mind. Put your head and heal your mind. Touch your head, He's healing your mind. Father God's healing your mind. He's healing your mind. Put your hand on your forehead. Healing your mind. Put your hand on your forehead.
So there are two major ways the Lord carries out healings. One way is instantly. Another way is gradually. I don't know which one happens most. I think the gradual one happens more. Unfortunately, most people only know about the instant ones. But if you will not limit God to immediate manifestations, you will see many wonderful things. Do you hear me? Now, I'm not saying nothing immediate. I'm not saying this about, in fact, I'm going to, just to prove it, I'm going to take a testimony or two. But I want us to know that the Lord Jesus says, He says, go and show yourself to the priest. As they were going in the way, they were healed. What does that mean? It didn't happen while they were in front of him, but on the way it happened. He puts mud in a blind man's eyes and sends him, go and wash. He gives him a small condition, small job, go. There are many things the Lord does for us. It's a terrible thing what I'm about to say, but sometimes we say, okay, maybe nothing really happened. Maybe it was just, maybe I thought there was a problem, because you get to where you're going and there's no problem. And you actually say things like, oh, I thought there was a problem. Okay, I guess there wasn't. Meanwhile, God touched that situation and healed it before you got there in His goodness. So you must learn to believe. The Lord Jesus tells the rich ruler whose child was sick, He says, only believe. Don't be afraid. Because she started being afraid, oh God, if we don't hurry, my daughter will be lost. He comforted him. But He didn't tell him, do nothing. He said, believe. Therefore, what is the greatest thief of expected or hoped for miracles and interventions? Unbelief. It's not an unwilling God. It's an unbelieving recipient of God's goodness. We must not get weary on the way to manifestation. Do not get weary on your way to the manifestation. All right, so I want to take two testimonies of people that while we're praying now about the mind. I don't mean about everything. I mean specifically about the mind. You experienced something. Let me see your hand. Where's the microphone? I'm seeing, what, is that a raising of hand? Okay, two hands. I said two, you're half. I'll give you half. Maybe I'll let you say something.
Okay. So as we're praying, because I have time gaps in my memory, there's a lot of things I do not remember. And most of the things I used to remember are the bad things. Because I used to have these voices that speak in my head. So when something small happens, they magnify the matter so much that I don't remember the exact thing that happened. And they say so many bad things that when I see someone, I don't remember the good things they've done for me. I just remember all the bad things that they've said. So while we were praying, a lot of happy memories that I didn't even know I still had started flooding in. Memories of my family, memories of my secondary school classmates. I usually tell people that
my 6 years of secondary school were my most terrible years of my life because I couldn't remember any good thing that happened to me, only the bad things. But I could remember like memories, moments of me and my friends smiling together. Mama, my sister, all of it, it was just flooding in, and I'm just very grateful to God. It's really wonderful. May God's name be praised.
Joanna was the next hand.
Okay, so why Pastor came up to start worshiping, I immediately felt this anger and sadness. And I used to love praising and worshiping God, but this time around, I wanted to stay and praise because I was feeling all hopeless. I was just feeling sad, angry. I didn't want to be in the worship session. I even left my seat to go inside the toilet to cry because it kept on hitting my head that this is happening. You have not done this. You have not done that. I was just feeling hopeless. I was crying that I couldn't even breathe. Then I just said in my mind that, God, please come and help me. I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to praise. Like, I really need to praise. Like, it took a hold of me that I tried so hard to join in and praise. But every time I felt myself just being dragged away. So in the toilet, I kept on praying in my mind that, God, please help me to praise you. Help me to shut this mind, this mindset, this perspective in my head that I cannot praise you. So immediately I left the toilet and I came back and I was still crying. It's as if Pastor Nam prayed for, like, he prayed on my behalf, like saying the prayers that I needed to be, that needed to be said. Like, he said every word, like telling God to just shut the mind battles, the everything. And immediately it started leaving me, like, slowly, like a fresh air, like, I cannot explain.
I came with this terrible fear about the upcoming exams. I've not written this kind of exams before, everyday exams for 12 days at a stretch. It was so scary. At first I was wondering, because I'm reading, I'm not lazy, but then just so many things to read. So the first time, while Bernard was leading in worship, I started saying things like, okay, Father, thank you that the exams will come and go. The exams will come and go, but you still remain here with me. So I was just saying those things. Then when Pastor came and we started worshiping, the way it came, like the fear just lifted, as if God opened my eyes and just giving me more insight to the fact that it's not a big deal. It came in a way, the way it was presented to me was like, the exams is 12 days, 7 questions a day to answer 5. Just go through the part how I lied to you and read through. And when the time comes, I'll give you the answers to deliver to them. But the testimony now is that the fear has lifted. I don't have fear for these upcoming exams again. It's just something normal I'm going to pass through and need to end. I praise God for that.
Praise God. It's a good God. All right, so I asked for those two as illustrations. Now there's 20 times more of that out there. And, you know, the good God that can immediately answer your prayers, can hear you inside the toilet and begin to immediately answer it, is also the same God that will say, it's okay, as I said earlier. Don't worry. Now, some of you, okay, so let me say it. I said the way I was praying. And some of you, it will be like brain surgery. You may actually see yourself having brain surgery. Some of you may have seen it already, sir. Are you here? Raise your hand now. What's wrong with you? Who saw yesterday or today? I don't mean 10 years ago. Raise your hand. Recent. Uh-huh. Now they look. Are you in God's house? Raise your hand. What is this? You don't raise your hand like that here now. Visitors can do that. All of you dreamt it this night? I said yesterday, no? I mean today. I mean this brain surgery dream. You had it. I don't mean last week, 3 days ago. I mean, talk about this night. I'm asking you to raise your hand. Good. Three of you. Is it three? I saw one. I saw Miracle. I saw Anyebet Asido. And I saw Zisaw. Is there another hand that went up? This night, oh, no, be. I don't mean 2 nights ago. I mean this night. Four. Is there anyone that wants to join and raise their hand? This night, let me do that thing. When I do my hand like this, people start coming out. It's not working. This night. Come on, be honest. If you hold back God's glory, you see something. You had a dream this night. You saw them doing brain surgery on you. I'm not among the four. You know, part of what I believe is being healed is, you know, memory. Dreams. You dream and you don't remember. Now, we don't have time to listen to their gory brain surgery dreams. Huh? You want to hear it?
Yeah.
You want to hear the cut someone say that? Are you sure? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, how many of those four hands want to tell us about your brain surgery dream? Raise your hand if you are willing and desirous to tell it right now. I'm counting from 3 to 2 to 1. You see, they don't want to tell you, they themselves. See, me, I have sense. Do you know what they brought out of someone's brain? You want them to tell you. They brought out a cat with four heads. They brought out, next thing you'll be seeing her. Ooh. It's okay, just know that God is... All right, so what did I want you to see? I want you to understand that our God is on your matter. Some of you have come to the place, you have done so much nincompoopery. You have misbehaved so much that you think God has gone like... Shift. Shift, come on here. Angel, come on. Come on, this guy. Come on down. Close that door. What was heaven saying? That's what how some of you think. Now, if I was God, maybe that would have been the situation. Okay? However, I'm not. And our God is one of a kind. He's very, very kind. That's why we were praising him. For those of you that like to know, what are we praising for now? What happened again now? Why will they sing now? In case there's anybody like that here, do not believe after you see. Believe first, see later. Have you seen God before? Why are you here? What are you doing in this room? Why are you gathered here? To worship God. Have you seen God before? This is why white people think you're mad. And backward. How can you believe in what you have not seen? In the same way you believe in a God, the same way you're crazy enough to believe, can you also believe in his goodness? Even though you have not yet seen with your eyes. You don't have to hear. Because I could have ended like hundreds and hundreds of meetings we had. And we just finished, hallelujah. And then we will go straight into the word. And I know there are many here. You often, because it's not, it's this, you know, this is a rare thing. Very rare, where I actually stop and ask for evidence. I don't, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, not thousands of meetings. I don't do this. But the point is, part of the lesson for today is that you don't have to believe because you see. It's not right. Ah, God help us. Can you imagine the blind man on the pool of Siloam, John chapter? So So, there's a blind man. John chapter 9. Now, as Jesus was passing by, he saw a man blind from birth. Jump to verse 4. While it is daytime, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can walk. Now watch the man's story. Go on. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When Jesus had said this, what did he say? He's the light of the world. Do you see that? Isn't that interesting? He's the light of the world while he's in the world. And now he's in the world through us. He's still in the world. Says, yet a little while you will not see me, and yet a little while you see me. When he has finished saying he must do the works of him that sent him, and that he's in, as long as he's here, he will be the light of the world. He will be the source of sight to the blind. He spat on the ground, made some mud, and applied it to the man's eyes. Then he told him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. Go wash in the pool of the ones that are sent. Watch, listen, understand. I'm going to pause there. Can you imagine this man? I've just read half of verse 7. Can you imagine this man heading towards, let's pretend the pool of Siloam is by the other pillar there. And he said, why don't you just do it at once now? If you're real, do it at once. I heard what you did for Bartimaeus. I heard now. We have our ears close to the ground, especially us that have no eyes. Our hearing, you've heard of what you did in the other program and with the other person and the other place. We've heard. On the spot, they said, on the spot. Shay, you were there. They say on the spot. Which one is go and wash? Which method is this one again? Please, do at once. If you're doing, do. If you're not doing, leave. Do. That's how some of us are. You go around holding God to... No, you can't hold him to ransom. You'd be very stupid to do. Which rope will you use and hold him to ransom? His size, his girth is too wide. The earth couldn't contain him. So how are you going to hold God to ransom? Therefore, let's skip to the other kind of people. Okay. You say you won't do at once. I should go somewhere before. Okay. How far? Where are you going? My brother, my sister. See, story, blah, 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 blah. Oh, you want to eat something? Let's go now. If you know how many times this has happened in your life, you kill yourself. There'll be a murder tonight where an individual murdered himself. If you know how many times God has sent us in a direction and we stopped on the way and went somewhere else. Everywhere but the pool of Siloam. I think God does not, so I've explained this to the church in the past. I don't think God lets us know, because if he lets me know, I think I'll be so devastated that. So in his love, he doesn't tell us. He may say little. Well, you don't know how much you've lost already. I wanted to gather you like chicks under the wings of a mother hen. Do you remember when Jesus said that? Jerusalem, Jerusalem. You that you murder your prophets. You kill those that are sent to you. If you know how many times. If you know how many times we have done this, I think we'd be inconsolable. Matthew 23, verse 37. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones those sent to her? How often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were unwilling. You know the result of being unwilling? When you reject those sent to you, look, your house is left to you desolate. For I tell you that you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hear me in this few minutes we have left, people of God. God, I believe, is so kind-hearted that sometimes he uses human beings that you may say, well, maybe it's not even true. That gives you some comfort. If he were to tell us sometimes, we'd just be so broken-hearted. The Lord often sends us somewhere. He sends us to the sent. Are you listening? He sends us to those that are sent, that you can call sent. They sent this one. He sends you to sent ones. Oh, katapata. He says that Jerusalem habitually stones those sent to her. Jesus sent the blind man. Jesus, who was the blind man? Jerusalem. John 9. While I am in the world, there's a lot of sending in this chapter. Verse 4. While it is daytime, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. People, night is coming. Sent ones operate in the light. They do not operate at night. Or can you not see? While it is daytime, we must do the works of him who sent me. Who is we? The body of Christ must do the works of the one who sent the Lord Jesus Christ. Whose body we are, whose house we are. While it is daytime, while it is bright, while there is illumination, we must do the works of him who sent our Lord Jesus Christ. Because night is coming when we will not be able to work, when our Lord will pause in his works. Night is coming. Night seasons have come upon different ones at different times. It came upon these people in that generation. Verse 32. I'll read only from verse 32 down. Same passage, Luke chapter 23. Sorry, Matthew 23, sorry. Where did I say I'm reading from? Verse 32. Fill up then the measure of the sin of your fathers. You snakes, you brood of vipers, how will you escape the sentence of hell? Because of this, you know what that word is? That word, wait, it says sentence of hell? Ah, dear me. The word Gehenna is from the land of Henna, G-E. Geography, geology, earth, Gehenna. It is called the valley of the son of Ben Hinnom. Ben, son of Hinnom. In the Greek, it's called Gehenna. Often translated hell in King James Version. It's a word that simply represents destruction. It was the place where there were always maggots and fire and smoke was always burning, because when people throw trash there, they try to set it on fire. So whenever you pass, constantly there was smoke and there were maggots because they threw away dead things there. Even if they found a dead body, that they, you know, they threw it there. The Valley of Ben Hinnom, it's not first mentioned by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's first mentioned over and over again in the book of who? Isaiah. The scripture tells you, verse 24, then they will go forth and look on the corpses of the men who have transgressed against me, for their worm will not die, and their fire will not be quenched, and they will be an abhorrence to all mankind. Okay? Verse 16, for the Lord will execute judgment by fire and by his sword on all flesh, and those slain by the Lord will be many. Verse 18, for I know their works and their thoughts. The time is coming to gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. Verse 22, for just as the new heavens and the new earth will, which I make will endure before me, declares the Lord, so your offspring and your name will endure. All right, I don't want to read anymore. The point I want you to see there, what I want you to understand there, is that the Lord has a destruction which is determined by the Almighty. And scriptures hold that there's a reason this will happen. How will he escape the sentence of destruction? How will he escape the disaster that is coming? How will you escape the troubles that are on the way? Because of this, I'm saying that because if you understand the word Gehenna, to understand that it refers to almost any destruction that comes, even on the earth. I just showed it to you in Isaiah. He said that many will come and stand, look at the dead bodies. Did you hear him say dead bodies? Oh, the only challenge, I didn't show you that it was to the valley of the son of Ben Hinnom. It's all over your Bible. It does not occur just there. It says it, the scriptures keep saying over and over again, it talks about the valley of the son of Ben Hinnom, tells you about it. It tells you about a place. This place comes up in multiple places. Okay, the Lord Jesus was pretty much quoting all that. If you want to see some of it, you know, you can look in Nehemiah 11:30 and Jeremiah 7:32. You can add the Isaiah 5 to verse 25, Isaiah 34, verse 3. Okay? I could give you more, but be contented. Go and do a simple Bible search, concordance search, and you see some of this. You see that there is destruction spoken of in the earth realm, okay? In the earth realm, when you ignore the instructions given to you, even in the earth, and you do not obey what the Lord says, what happens is that you open up yourself to potential judgment. And the Lord has no pleasure. You know, Ezekiel 33 tells you that the Lord has no pleasure in what? The death of the wicked. Have you read that before? Yeah. But there are days of judgment. There are days of darkness. There are days that will come. There are seasons and times that are unavoidable. And when those seasons come and you're not ready, bad things happen, not because God wanted it, but because someone was not ready. Someone didn't care to get ready. You know why the valley of Ben Hinnom became so bad? It's one of the places where they used to offer human sacrifices. King Ahaz offered his sons as sacrifices there. Anyways, the point is, what happens when people do wicked things will happen. A day will come, a time comes in different lands and nations where things that are done only when, in times of peace, those things are done as offerings to Satan. But such things become commonplace in times of carnage and trouble. And the Lord Jesus was telling his disciples, telling those that cared to listen, hey, you people who have been contributing your quota to what your fathers began. Jeremiah 7:32. So behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when this place will no longer be called Tophet and the Valley of Hinnom, but the Valley of Slaughter. For they will bury the dead in Tophet until there is no more room. So I'm giving you context. When you tell a Jew, the Valley of Hinnom, the land of Hinnom, the Valley of Ben Hinnom, Jeremiah 19:2, and go out to the Valley of Ben Hinnom near the entrance of the Potsherd Gate. Proclaim there the words I speak to you. Jeremiah 19:6. So behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when this place will no longer be called Tophet. Repeating what chapter 7 said again, to be called the Valley of Ben Hinnom, but the Valley of Slaughter, that's why it will be changed to. Why? Because of this, I am sending you prophets and wise men and teachers. I'm sending you prophets and wise men and teachers because the sentence of destruction is coming. Historically, it came. Verse 36, truly I tell you, all these things will come upon this generation in less than 40 years, in about 40 years, a little less, from the time the Lord Jesus said these things. Jerusalem became a place of slaughter, and they slaughtered very many of them. They ran into the temple, and they were slaughtered there, just like Jesus had told them in Luke 13, when they came to him and said, do you see all the slaughter that happened? Have you heard about what Pilate did? Have you heard about what Pilate did to those that were offering sacrifices at the temple, that he sent and mixed their blood? Your King James says mingled their blood. He killed them and their blood mixed with the blood of their sacrifices. And Jesus turned to them and didn't comfort them, but rather said, if you don't repent, the same thing will happen to you. Those who did not repent, it happened. Those who repented before the Roman army came and destroyed that place, they fled to the mountains, like Jesus had said. When you see armies surround Jerusalem, those that are in Jerusalem flee to the mountains. They obeyed historically. This happened in history for real. Those who did not obey, and there were many, they were slaughtered in the temple where most of them ran to hide. You snakes, you brood of vipers, how will you escape the sentence of Gehenna, of death? Answer, don't be a snake. What's the meaning of brood? children, a brood of chickens. Ah, these are my brood. Come. This is my first son. This is my second. Wow, this is truly a large brood. Brood is children. Very simple. You children of vipers, you snakes. A viper is a snake. A poisonous snake. Oh, Jesus, help us. Every snakiness in you, get rid of. Every inclination to be a liar and a pretender and a deceiver, may there not be an iota of it left in you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. I'll give you 1 minute to pray about that, right where you're sitting. Every inclination left in me to maintain snaky abilities, deception, that when my mouth opens, it is forked, is divided into two, is not straight, is not one, is not single. I have falsehood at work in me. Lord, deliver me. Cut me loose from the influence of the serpent. Cut me loose. Let there be no iota. Dear Jesus, He's a very good God. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, deliver us. Deliver us from the things that are characteristic of our enemy, the devil. May no falsehood be found on our lips. In the name of Jesus. It is because they were the children of serpents, of Satan. John chapter 8, verse 44, verse 31. Very fast from verse 31. I'm going to read all the way down to 45. So he said to the Jews who had follow, read. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed. Did they believe Jesus? If you continue my word, you are truly my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Freedom will result in your knowing the truth, but you will only know this truth as you continue in my word, even though you believe in me. You believe in me, check. Next stage, continue my word. When that is checked, then you become a true disciple. When that is checked, then you will know the truth, because it is given to disciples to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Check truth, then you will be free. This is the premise on which the following quarrel is about to unfold. Next verse. We are Abraham's descendants, children of faith. Abraham, the father of faith. They answered, we have never been slaves to anyone. They are talking by faith. Jesus' word against their words, the words of believers. Believers in Jesus respond to Jesus. They contend with their maker. Woe to him who contends with his maker. We have never been slaves to anyone, born free. Emi? Omo? Born free. Amen. Me. How can you say we will be set free? From what? I am free. Those days it was Abraham, now it's Jesus. We are free. Jesus has freed us. Next verse. Jesus replied, truly, truly, every time he says it twice, you should pay attention, because by the mouth of two witnesses, truly, I say truly, oh, I tell you, I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Let's just cut to the chase. You guys are sinners. You're not free, nothing. A slave is not a permanent member of the family. Eh? Yes, you guys, your position is shaky. You Jews, your position is shaky. You are not permanent members of the family. Once saved, eh? A slave, he has just finished saying they are slaves to sin. Then he adds that slaves are not permanent members. You are standing on shaky ground. Truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born again. Truly, truly, I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Chicken. You practice sin steady, consistently. Can't stop. You're a slave to sin. I'll never agree, but you don't have a choice. Yes, Master. Yes, Master. I'll never do that again. Yes, Master. You are a slave, bro. Sis, you'll be a slave. What do you can't do? We have to upgrade your status from slave to son, to child, to technon, to family member. A slave is not a permanent member of the family, but he is a member of the family. Agreed? He's just not permanent. I know there's a habit many new Christians have. Jesus can be wrong. They actually say it. They say, Jesus, you know, that thing, he said it before the cross. For those who have audacity, you talk later. Talk to me in 500 years. Let me talk to those who wish to have ears to hear. But a son belongs to it. To what? The family forever. The son belongs to the family forever. So if the son, say the son, there's the one called the son, the only begotten of the father. If the son, these ones you guys are struggling with, who are you? How dare you? The sent one, the one who was sent to us. If the one they sent sets you free, you will be free indeed. Unfortunately, most people think this is what happens the day you come to Jesus, forgive my sins. No, it is not. Those Jews believed in Jesus. The Son sets you free when you know the truth. He told you how. He is the way, but he's also the truth. You must come to the way before you move on to the truth. It's at this stage, the holy place, that freedom, true freedom, real freedom of the soul, the mind, psuche, soul, not the spirit. The spirit can be saved, but you are a slave to sin. That's the majority of Christianity all over the world. Saved spirits, bound souls. struggling, fighting, many times desiring to be free. People read Romans 7 and say, is this before Paul gave his life to Jesus or after? It is after. Look well, you see yourself. Is it that hard? You see yourself after you gave your life to Jesus. Who has read Romans 7? That which I would want to do, I cannot do. That which I don't want to do, I find myself doing. Did you give your life to Jesus? When that verse, when you read it, you're like, the only thing not here is my name. Why would you think it's before you're born again? When it's your experience after you got born again. Empty claimants, just like these people, your ancestors in this matter. If the Son set you free, he told you how. He said, continue my word. Continue. Keep obeying me. Continue. If you will continue, then I will give you the truth that makes free. There's a process here. There's a process here. I know you are Abraham's descendants. Do you see Jesus agree? There's a freedom indeed, just like you can be a disciple indeed. Just like you can be a true disciple, you can be truly free. Do you understand? It's a when you say indeed, the same way he had said, you will know the truth. If you continue my word, then are you my disciples indeed. The reality of being my disciple will come after you have believed in me and you continue looking and paying attention to my words. Not just hearing, but doing them. Because he that hears and doesn't do is deceiving himself, according to James and according to the Lord. Says he that does not keep my words does not know me. Indeed, 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 in action. Deeds are actions. You will be free in actions, not just in words. I know you are Abraham's descendants. Do you hear him? I know you believe in Jesus. I know. But you are trying to kill me because my word has no place within you. This is the major characteristic. Something in you wants to silence the word of truth. Something in you wants to end it. Something in you, how you kill it in different ways. Either by moving away from it. You move away. You make sure you don't carry yourself to that place where they say those things. You make sure you don't listen to any audio message or video message by that man again. Because when he spoke, he made you feel guilty. You felt guilty. You have not felt guilty like that. Even when you used to commit every day of the week, you didn't feel guilty like that. Who is he? How dare he bring a spirit of condemnation? He does not know the liberty we have in Christ. Yes, even though he's not bound by sin, he does not know the liberty. You that is bound by sin, you know the liberty. What a thing. Wow. Does not have the admission we have in Christ, even though he attends every class and has passing grades. You don't attend classes. You are not allowed in to write exams. There is no matriculation number, but you know what you have by faith. What a risky endeavor you are involved in. He does not know his birthright. What is your birthright? Esau, what is your birthright? Esau, you sold it. You sold it for the flesh sins. Waiting for your father to die. When he's about to pass, when he's about to pour out the blessing, you start hunting for veal. Jehovah, sharp, at the last minute, I'm going to corner God. Don't worry. I know how I deal with God. When the time comes, I'll fast 3 days. Don't worry. We know how we do. I'm going to live how I like. And when it's time for the blessing, I will. I'll be a good son suddenly. I will marry anybody I like. 2 Canaanite women. Cause grief to my parents. Have no regard whatsoever for God. And then as the time comes, the blessing is about to come out of Papa. Say, Papa. Yes, my son, is that you, Esau? Yes, it is. Let me go and bring that food you like. Yes, my son, bring that food. Let me bless you before I pass. Isaac did not die. Let me tell you something. Let me explain. Isaac did not die for the next 20 years. The man did not die nothing. What's his name? Traveled. Worked for two wives for 14 years. Then worked again for 6 years. Became blue. He made it. Came back. Isaac was alive. What was it that made Isaac think he was going to die? I should tell you. God. Isaac, it's time to pass the baton. The way it looks, it looks like you just be living. You need to pass the baton. Esau. No, now. Jacob, have I loved? Esau, have I hated? What are you doing there? It's okay. Who collected the blessing? Jacob. Jacob took the blessing and traveled. Without anything, the blessing is not property. The blessing is spiritual. I left town. Esau stayed and also had stuff. Was begging. Is there no blessing? You can just scrape small and pour on me. Father said, what? He has taken everything. And now said a few words and said, but your brother will rule over you. Man was a prophet, whether he liked it or not. He was Isaac of Jacob. His mouth opened, blessings came out on the rightful honor. The one who thought the birthright was a big deal. Don't do anyhow, planning to be when the time comes, just claim birthright. I'm the first son here. You are trying to kill me. Are you trying to kill the Lord? Do you know who the Lord is? In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. And without Him was nothing made. That was made. The word. Take notes. The word. In Him was life. And this life was the light of man. And the light shines in the darkness. And the darkness cannot comprehend it. The word is the light. Agreed? Any argument? The word is the light. The word is the life. The word. The light is the word. The light is the Lord. The light is the truth. That's why it's in the holy place. You have the golden menorah, the golden lampstand with light on it. It's here. It's here. You don't have the light outside here. You have sunlight. You have ordinary sunlight out here. The tabernacle of Moses. But here, you have the light of the Spirit. Child of God, seed of Abraham, you have accessed here. But you're kind of still outside. You want the light? You must come in. To the one who has seven horns and seven eyes. Revelation 5. Which eyes are the seven spirits of God which run to and fro through the earth. You must come here. You want to see? His word should be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. It's His word. It's His word. If you continue, you came from the world. You entered the kingdom of God. You believed and you entered the blood. You overcame by the blood, stage one. But you must come further and you must go on to know. The washing of the water by the word, you must pass in, must be baptized. And then you must go deeper. If you continue in my word, first level experience of His word, there's a deeper level experience of his word, which is light and life. Then you will know the truth, and it will free you to enter into life unspeakable and full of glory. This is the journey, and the Lord says, the Son, the high priest of your profession, the high priest of your confession, if you will come with me, if you will just come with me, I'll lead you to the fullness of life. But you are trying to kill me because my word has no place in you. You don't want to kill me. Quick. I speak of what I have seen in the presence of my Father, what I've seen in the Holy of Holies, and you do what you have heard from your Father. Where did he come out from? No one has seen the Father, but he who came from the Father, the high priest, came out from here. You, where do you come from? From the other side. He came in from the other side. He came from this side. Father, pater, Greek, pater, paternity, paternal, source. I speak what I've seen in the presence of the source, my source. You speak from what you have heard, what you have heard, what you have heard, because words are life and death. What are you hearing? You're speaking what you have heard. Go around repeating. Therefore, let me tell every child of God, I don't want to say the word ahead, but it's a word that describes a significantly stupid person. If you don't control what you hear, it will take your life. Keep exposing yourself. And this is a warning. I'm being specific. Keep exposing yourself to hearing nonsense. It will take your life. To take your light. To take you. You'll be as one who had never seen the light. You are warned. All of you are my witnesses. Watch what you listen to. What is wrong with you? You want to somehow dance in the darkness and dance in the light. How is that meant to work? You open your ears to darkness. Abraham is our father. You're still arguing. I know what I believe, Joe. Nobody can take it from me. This is them arguing with the truth. Like many do. You argue with everyone. You argue with the truth. You're standing in front of the truth. You're arguing. Abraham is our father, Joe. They forgot to write Joe there. They replied, if you were children of Abraham, Jesus replies, you would do the works of Abraham. What? You wouldn't claim the claims of Abraham. You would do. Are you saying the doing again? Are you saying the deeds again? You wouldn't be claiming, going around claiming a belief, a religion that is founded on claims, in spite of how many hundreds of times your master said, nah, do, then they carry the judge. So when he come back, nah, do, he go judge. Waiting you do. That one is your own. Our God is not a God of works. Wait till judgment day. You explain if you know how to read and write. You explain why there were so many times he warned you that he's coming back to judge what you did. And you kept telling everybody it's not what you did that matters. That is what you believe. False doctrine. Popularized. Just keep talking nonsense long enough. Anybody will believe it. Just keep telling a lie long enough. Anybody will believe it. Tell the truth once in 100 years. Nobody believes it. Even if your eyes saw something, you were there when it happened. Later on, so many people tell the truth, you start changing what you saw. That's how powerful words are. By them, things were created. Things are created by words. You better watch where you put your ear. What's your source of info? If you were children of Abraham, you would do what
Abraham did. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham never did such a thing. Silencing people that tell you the truth, cutting them off, pulling away from them, going against them, trying to kill the source of truth. Abraham never did such a thing. One who walks by faith will never do such a thing. You welcome truth no matter where it comes from. You are doing the works of your source, your father. Again, he says, he's still being nice, refusing to call a spade a spade. He's calling it an agricultural implement. But you know, when God wants to deal with someone, you keep arguing. Keep arguing. We are not illegitimate children. What is it with this thing about our father? What do you even mean? They declared, our only father is God himself. They upgraded from Abraham to God himself. They went more spiritual. Brother, sister, I know God too. I have a relationship. Have you heard my testimony how I came to Jesus? They upgrade. As you're pointing out, brother, this thing you're doing, this is not how... hold on. You're implying you know the Bible more than me. Listen to me. The book of Matthew chapter 7 says, judge not that you not be judged. You know, if you do a comparison to jump all over the place. You go from... See, I was just keeping quiet before. Listen to me. As you're here, my experience with my personal walk with God is unimpeachable. I know what I am saying. God is my father. The argument gets better. So Jesus is about to call a spade a spade. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. Doesn't it make sense? You see your brother from another mother in a faraway place. Wouldn't you be happy? Ah! Here you are hating. Why on earth do you hate me? Now your papa, now they worry you. Now the blood way there inside you. Why do you have a hatred? If you find yourself having a hatred for God's children, 1 John chapter 3 says, this is how you know the children of God and the children of the devil. He that does not love righteousness, do righteousness, and he that does not love the brethren is not of God. Find yourself, you dislike God's children. Ah, now person go tell you, you don't know you need to be born again. You will love me, for I have come here from God. I have not come on my own, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I am saying? How can we be explaining something so simple and you can't understand it? It is because you are unable to accept my message, my overall message to you. You don't want to agree. You want to believe on me for healing, for miracles, for assistance, for bread, multiplication of food, etc. You do not want to believe my message. You know what will happen if you accept everything I teach. If you accept me wholly. If you take my message, since it's a message of the cross especially, you don't want to accept my message. So you keep looking for things to attack. This is what happens. All of it has happened to you in one way or the other at some point where you look for something to attack. A little. I'm not saying it's at this level. I'm saying at some point in your life when there's someone you don't, There's something you don't want to agree to. So you start picking holes in everything. You look for any opportunity to pick holes in what someone does. But this is at the higher level. Next verse. Let's just be open. You belong to your father, the devil. So people who believed on him, and you want to carry out his desires, it's his deeds. How do you know who is your source of info? Whose desires, what actions do you try to carry out? That is what tells you your source. He was a murderer from the beginning, refusing to uphold the truth. Because there's no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language because he's a liar. And the patah, the source, the father of lies. This is what made them children of the devil. They listened to the devil. So out of them came the deeds of the devil. It's very easy. Diablo exerted through them. Even though they believed on the name of Jesus, they called on Abraham, they claimed God, but they spent time listening to the devil. Therefore, out of them came devilish content. Because no matter your incidental experiences, you are a result of who you habitually engage with. Don't struggle. This is how to undergo change. Keep your focus. Keep your ears open to truth always. No matter how wicked your heart is, it will change. But kill truth. Cut it off. Murder it. Look for what to say against it. Silence the voice of righteousness, and you will become like Satan, the devil. Give me verse 45. But because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. Because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. So specifically, because you came across one who is telling the truth, you choose to say, that person doesn't know what he's saying. Next verse. Which of you can prove me guilty of sin? If I speak the truth, why do you not believe me? Keep going. Whoever belongs to God hears the words of God. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. In case you didn't hear the earlier part. Now, if this is not painful enough, now watch their reaction. The Jews answered him, are we not right to say that you are a Samaritan and you have a demon? They resort to argumentum ad hominem. They start attacking his person. That's what you do. You start attacking. Instead of saying, excuse me, why do you say these things? Now, these words are harsh. No, their state of heart was bad. So it's not what you say that matters. It's their state of heart that matters. I do not have a demon, Jesus replied, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I tell you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. Now we know that you have a demon. You see, we were thinking it before. Now we know, declared the Jews. Abraham died, and so did the prophets. Yet you say that anyone who keeps your word will never taste death? Are you greater than our father? They have changed father again. Abraham, he died, as did the prophet. Who do you claim to be? Jesus answered, if I glorify myself, my glory means nothing. The one who glorifies me is my father, of whom you say he is our God. You do not know him, but I know him. If I said I did not know him, I would be a liar like you. Wow, gentle Jesus, step back, step back. But I do know him, and I keep his word. He's on the road. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham. Truly, truly, I tell you, Jesus declared, before Abraham was born, I am. Watch, evidence. Let the fact speak for itself. At this, they picked up stones. You see the spirit of murder. He couldn't even pretend and wait and say, and don't worry, we'll stone another day.
He couldn't control itself. Silence him. Silence him.
They picked up stones to throw at him. You know what happens when you throw stones? Who has not read Acts chapter 7? Go and read Stephen. You find out what happens when they throw big stones at you. When 200 people throw stones at you, you die. It's not Charlie's boom. Hey, this neighbor, they threw stone at me. This is a stoning. I don't know why this translation said it. It should have said they picked up stones to stone him. That's what respectable translations say. They attempted to stone him. Stoning is not bad English of Nigerians. In stone me. Mm-mm. A stoning is an execution. They picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus was hidden and went out of the temple area. That's how this story ended, with an attempted murder, exactly as he had said. Will they understand? Will they hold the stone and say, what am I doing? This is exactly what the man was saying. Mm-mm. They will leave there and say, he's very lucky. When we catch him. What happened here is followed immediately by him opening the blind man's eyes. And it's followed by him going to raise Lazarus from the dead. And Thomas says, don't go. They just tried to kill you. This is the attempted murder. No, don't go. They tried to kill you. And he said, no, don't worry. As long as it's day. He said it before with healing the blind man. He said he happy because he had eyes to see. Now we have to wrap up. Yeah, it's over. I'm back to Matthew 23. Because of this, see, do you see the brood of vipers? Do you see the sons of snakes? Because of this, I'm sending you prophets and wise men and teachers. I'll send you prophets. I'll send you wise men. Those are apostles. As a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation. Another builds on it. And teachers. God has set first in the body, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, apostles, then prophets, then teachers. I'll send you ministers, servants of the kingdom. Because of this, some of them you will kill and crucify. Remember, they are murderers. And others you will flog in your synagogues and persecute in town after town. And so upon you will come all the righteous blood shed on earth. From the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. Truly I tell you, all these things will come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones those sent to her. How often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. But you were unwilling. Look, your house is left to you desolate. Listen to me. If you're here and God has habitually reached out to pull you close and you keep running out from the cover of his wings, if habitually you do that, repent and stop. Don't despise the Lord. When the Lord draws you, go under. You can only be foolish so long. You can only be foolish so long. One of those times your house will be left desolate and you go into desolation. You don't ever want that to happen to you. Even when it doesn't happen, look at how fearful you become when it seems as if the Lord has set you aside. How much more if it actually comes to pass? You do not do that. You stay under the shadow of the Almighty. And you're not going to do that separated from his people. You're going to stay connected with those who fear the Lord and seek his pleasure. Those who fear the Lord, you will stay in their company. And the Lord will speak his words to you. Stop listening to the devil. When God sends you sent ones, go till you arrive. Listen to me. When you are sent to Siloam, when you are sent to a sent one, make sure you arrive. Make sure you get to them. Make sure you arrive. I heard you were sent. I was sent to you. God sent Ananias to Paul because he had appointed him to send to the nations. And Ananias arrived. Lay hands, brother Paul. Receive your sight. And Paul's eyes, physical, now and spiritual, both were now open. He was finally in agreement. And he became the sent one, the apostolos, later on, that was sent forth to reach all the Gentiles, including us. If he had not obeyed, if he had not gone to where God said, if God had, Ananias had not gone as he was sent, whoever does not go when he's sent, create a scenario where people are left blind. Even you. You will be blind even though you have had an encounter with Jesus and his mud.
You will stay blind and die blind if you do not go to the one whom he sends you to, whom he sent to you. You must arrive at the destination that your Lord pointed you at. He told you, come here. I want you to learn my ways. I want you to study my word. I want you to learn to be submissive. You came. You headed out. You started to think of learning of his ways. You partially studied his words, and you resist submission. You have not gotten to the place you were sent. You have not gotten to Siloam. And therefore, you cannot say that God has failed you, because you have not gotten to Siloam. You have not gotten to the sent ones. You have not arrived at the ones that were sent to you. You have not yielded to the ministry of the apostolic that was sent to you, the one that was given you, the one that was assigned to you. You want to find it elsewhere? You want to find it from the devil? You want to find it from old friends? You want to find it from pleasure? You want to find it from sin? You want to say it's boring, just walking and walking on this road, just walking like this, it's so boring, this place is so far, this, I am tired. Didn't he see I was blind, that things were hard already for me spiritually? Who wants to help someone and does not help them at once? What can I beg, leave, I trample this your help. If you really wanted to help me, you would have sent you an assignment. If they are truly sent to me, why can't they come to me? Abi, you say, I sent them to you. Why are you sending me to those you sent? Humble yourself therefore under the mighty hands of God, and he will exalt you in due season. In between there, cast all your anxieties upon him in prayer, for he cares for you. This is my message to you as you're going to stand up, and I pray simple prayer for you. You must continue the trip till you get to where you were sent. Everyone, as you go back, go and check where you were sent. Go and check where you were sent originally. And stop stopping. When you are sent, follow through to what you were commanded. Stand to your feet. Lift your hands. Father, I thank you for your goodness and your counsel and your words. And I ask you for everyone here, as they lift their hands before you, you are the reason that they came. You have given us as usual more than we asked for, imagine. You have done us good first. Because you loved us, we ask for grace to love you back.
Amen.
I am asking upon all of us in our blindness and confusion and lack of accuracy in discernment. We have stopped often on the way to where you sent us. And we have made foolish decisions sometimes and said, I am going back. We have refused to get to the destination you pointed us to when we encountered you first. Father, we are asking that you forgive.
Amen.
And that you send us help, and that you help us as we arise and head back. As we continue our journey, bring us safely to the pool, Siloam. Bring us to those you sent to us. Bring us and help us yield to the washing that they provide for us. Let their waters flow over us. Let cleansing, let the words of truth and life cleanse us. Let the washing of the water of your word continue tonight and ahead. All those that brain surgery is slated for in the days ahead, I ask that it be successful and smooth. I ask that your mighty power continue as they lie down. Walk, do the mighty work. May your angels do great work. Let the works be accomplished. Let your works be accomplished. Let your works be accomplished. Let your works be accomplished. Let nothing stand between us and your goodness and kindness anymore, in the name of Jesus.
We pray you receive eyes to see, ears to hear, and an understanding heart. Remember, test all things and hold fast to what is good. For more information, visit our website at gods-lighthouse.org.